Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Friday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm Cakes. You find me on Twitter at MoneyMetalCakes. You find me on Instagram at CakesFlops. Thank you for the follows.
CakesFlops.
You won't find that guy, Jason Bishop, on any social media.
Negative.
He's very antisocial, that Jason Bishop.
Try to be.
It's kind of his brand. And Eric Bickle is here.
Good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. He's at EB Junkies on various social media platforms.
Just two. Instagram and Twitter.
You want to give out your Venmo while you have the platform here?
No, it's fine. People get all uptight when I do. It's like a big crisis when I do.
You got a three-man Junks show again this Friday. JP, I believe, still in the Outer Banks. You'll have another three-man Junk show on Monday. I will not be here next week.
I believe it's three man shows for till
probably
August.
Probably
early August.
Until almost football season.
Well, yeah, correct.
Pretty much. And drab t-shirt also gone. Drab t-shirt on a boys trip this weekend. Mike Morris sitting in the captain drab chair.
I'm the captain now.
Yeah. Nice one.
Where's drab?
Florida. He's in Florida playing tennis on a tennis trip.
Mm, all right.
That's what I was told on, I guess, Wednesday.
Those are rare tennis trips.
Yeah. They're not quite as popular as golf trips. But whatever floats your boat. He likes to play tennis, so good.
Yeah.
Who are the guys? Guys in his crew?
I think it's a guy that we've known through the show.
The guy that serves the sandwiches?
That's correct.
Yeah.
John. Let's go with John B., long-time listener.
He's a nice guy.
Very nice guy.
And who else?
I don't know.
I think it's just him.
And then, those two on a lover boy trip?
I think John has a place down there and they're staying together. And then John has friends in that area that he plays with.
Mm. Gotcha. And what area are they going to?
I think it's Sarasota.
Okay. Nice.
Good. All right. Well, the storms were a little bit wacky yesterday. I don't know how they hit Montgomery County, but they
hit pretty hard.
They hit loud and pretty hard.
They were ripping through at about 4:30, 5 p.m. was about the worst of it.
It was a little earlier for us
because
it was coming west to east. But I was just watching the news this morning. There's a million trees down in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they're all over the place. There were Bethesda. There were Georgetown. There were some in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Toll Road. Dulles Toll Road. There was a tree across Dulles Toll Road yesterday.
Yeah, I've never seen the power so anxious. So it's just so excited to go off. It never did for me. I know it did for several thousand.
Yeah.
But it kept flickering and flickering and flickering and flickering.
Right.
But finally, you know, it was able to hold on in our neighborhood. I guess we didn't have a tree that struck a particular line in our neighborhood. But yeah, a lot of trees down, some down in Chevy Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Saw one electric wire lit a truck on fire or something. Oh,
that's right. Blew
that
it up.
Down. That's terrifying.
That was in Bethesda, wasn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
My daughter lost power in Arlington. She was distraught. I said, just come home then. Come to my house. At least you're not sleeping in the heat.
Yeah.
It's just amazing because it was a really, if you were paying attention to all the weather and those of us like to play golf, et cetera, we've always paid attention to the weather now. You knew it was coming, but it was so beautiful prior to it.
It was
really
nice day
wild.
Yesterday. Yeah.
You know, it was just so sunny and nice.
It was building, though, man. It was building.
You knew it was coming. I was watching the radar.
Yep. I was watching the maps.
Yeah.
And.
But it only lasted, an hour and a half or so, maybe 2 hours?
Yeah, about that. It went pretty quick in Loudoun.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the winds got up to 70 miles per hour, maybe 80.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Yeah. I mean, it was quick, though. It was probably only
a quick burst.
70 or 80 for a few minutes.
But now I think we're on like an 8 or 9. You know, hopefully everybody's okay. I didn't hear of any particular injuries. Hopefully everybody's okay, gets their power on quick. I think, look, it's going to be hot. People aren't going to like it when it's 99 degrees. But I don't think we're going to be with much rain for the next 10 days or so.
I know, that's what they said.
Which for a guy like me is awesome.
I'd rather
have no tolerance for rain.
I'd rather have overcast and some rain than 101 degrees.
Yeah, I mean, 101's hot. But I hate
today's going to be perfect. Today, if you're going to get out and play, do anything, tennis, golf, whatever, pickle.
This is your day.
Do it today.
All right.
Low humidity, temps in the mid-80s.
Hey, despite all the storminess yesterday, the Nats were able to get their game in.
Finally.
It took 11 innings.
Yesterday wasn't Juneteenth. It was James Wood Day.
The win streak got snapped. The Nats finally took care of the Rockies, avoided the embarrassing sweep at the hands of the worst team in Major League Baseball. So that had to feel good for the Nats and the people that were on hand at Nats Park yesterday. James Wood, the hero with the walk-off.
There weren't that many people. There was no one there for a day off when everyone had the day off.
Right.
You would have thought maybe, you know, 25,000, 30,000.
I think I heard Charlie Slow say the attendance was 21,000
plus. No chance.
Plus.
No chance.
No?
Zero
chance.
I mean,
that's what I heard on the broadcast. But
Charlie
yesterday.
Can say whatever you want. There was no chance there was 21,000 there.
Charlie is giving fudged attendance numbers.
Well, he was probably
given that number. There was not 21,000 people in Nats Park. But anyway, I watched the whole game, but one in the 10th, when you know you put the runner on second, Colorado doesn't score, and then the Nats in the bottom of the 10th, they got, I believe, man on third, one out. Rosario, all he's got to do is pop one to the outfield. He grounds one to second, infield in, so doesn't score there. And then can't remember who else was up, but he ground out, so they don't score. I said, you know what? Now they're done. They're going to lose. And in the 11th, Colorado scores. And then my DirecTV went out.
Oh. It's all,
my DirecTV
always
went out.
Kind of an issue when the
in the bottom of the 11th.
Yeah.
So it's 3-2 Colorado.
Solid timing.
DirecTV goes out for, I don't know, 15 minutes. When it comes back on, they're interviewing James Wood.
Right.
I said, whoa. they're not interviewing him after a loss.
Mm-hmm. You weren't following along like on your computer? Like you were just...
No, I was just too... No, because my internet went out too.
Oh, okay.
My internet was out. I mean, I could have followed on my phone, but I was paralyzed for a good 15, 20 minutes. And I just said, oh, they're done. And then the DirecTV comes back on. Mm-hmm. They're interviewing James Wood, two-run bomb to win it, his second home run. He's got 20. He's tied for sixth in the league in home runs. He's tied for eighth in the league in RBIs. He's just he's an all-star.
He's definitely an all-star. He can book his flight to Atlanta for the all-star
and
game.
And Eric, remember I was betting the Nats, and I'm trying to double up. And
did
I would,
you finally give up?
No. I did something I haven't done in a long time. I put $500 on a parlay.
Oh, man.
On a money line parlay.
Really? Mm-hmm. With the Nats and who?
And I said, F it. I said, if I lose, F it. I'll stop betting for a long time.
Okay.
I said, because I'll be wiped out.
Sure.
On all my betting accounts.
This is a watershed moment for you.
Yeah, I said, F it. I was so pissed.
I like it. I like the attitude.
So I did the Nats. I said, are they going to lose 12 straight and get swept by the Rockies?
Mm-hmm.
And I did the New York
there
Yankees.
There was danger of it.
I thought it was done.
Sure.
It's 3-2 in the 11th, I said, game over. I'm going to lose. And I put the Yankees in there because the Yankees had lost 6 straight.
Right.
And they're getting, it would have been swept by the Angels. And I said, that's not going to happen. So I did the... But then I was telling myself,
yo, that's not going to happen.
I was telling
down.
Myself, I know exactly what's going to happen.
Right.
Rockies are going to win. Yankees are going to win.
Right.
So I'm going to split.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to lose the parlay. And then when I was following the Yankees score, the Yankees had a rain delay in the 8th. They were up 5-3.
I said, just want them to call the game.
I said, just call the
just
game.
Just call it. Because if they call the game, that's a win for you.
Call the
that's
game, yeah, because it's a W. Okay, good. It's an official game.
Yeah.
But then they scored two in the bottom of the eighth after the delay. I said, all right, that's a winner. Mm-hmm. But then I said, you know what? It was 3-2 Rockies in the 11th. I'm a big, fat loser.
Yeah.
And then when they came, DirecTV came back on, they're interviewing James Wood, I said, holy cow. Holy cow.
So how much did you turn your
500
your
turned
five
into?
Into?
I won. Well, the Yankees were minus 240.
Holy shoot.
Yep. Yeah.
Holy shoot.
Holy moly.
That's what I said to myself. So anyway, I won.
Oh, my God.
$710.
Nice.
Very
so
nice.
500
well done.
Plus the 710. My account's at 1210.
Impressive.
All right, now you can play. Now you can go back to your 30-cent bet.
Now I can go back to my $2 parlays.
I should have tailed you because, I mean, my account isn't felted, but it's... It's not what you would call healthy.
That's shocking.
Isn't it crazy?
You shocked me today.
It's crazy that I did that.
Have our betting stories in the last two shows
shocked
you?
I mean, between Jason's parlay and Cake's putting $450 on a random WNBA game.
On a live bet.
It was dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, his paid off.
I mean,
well,
good for
him. It got paid up, but just think about how lucky. I actually owe James Wood dinner.
Yeah, you should send James Wood something.
Kenny, your James's dad, my boy, if you're listening, tell James I owe him dinner.
I mean, at least send the guy an Open Road gift card. I mean, you probably have those coming out of your ears.
He lives right around here, so he probably goes to Open Road all the time.
You know, I don't know why you wouldn't take care of him.
Circa.
Let me ask you a question. You have DirecTV. Do you still have the old school dish, or are you streaming it?
Dish.
The old school dish.
The dishy.
Still have that eyesore on your roof?
I got that eyesore. Right. When I'm taking a shower in my bathroom, in my master bath, it's right out there. I can see it because there's a window right over the roof. It's
probably bird poo all over it.
Probably.
It's so numb.
So I was happy yesterday.
Good. That's a great score. Mm-hmm. I'm jealous.
Takes the pressure off for a little bit. Now they can take a big sigh of relief. Although they've got a tough roadie, right?
They got the Dodgers, the Padres, and the Angels. Nine games out west.
Yeah, they'll probably lose nine straight out there, but at least they got a win yesterday.
Hey, I'll be in the house on Wednesday. Maybe I'm the good luck charm that the Nats need.
When do you leave for your sex trip?
I leave Wednesday morning.
Wednesday. Oh,
yes,
okay.
Wednesday. Return Sunday.
Are you going to withhold? Like nothing before, so that it's silly.
What am I, a boxer?
I don't know.
There's a theory in there that some people do that.
I mean, I'm not going to go to any special lengths to withhold, but we'll see.
You might withhold and make it hotter on your sex drive.
That's fine. It's all good.
Oh, you know who's scheduled to pitch is Mac Gore's scheduled to pitch that game.
Oh, very
And by
good.
The way, keep this in mind, that all is right. a 1:10 start.
Oh, I know it's a 1:10 start.
Okay, you knew it was a 1:10
start. Yeah, because our flight gets in at 9 o'clock local time.
You're basically
time.
Going
straight
right
to the ballpark.
You're going
not straight, but I mean, get it, renting the car. We'll grab something to eat.
Go right to Petco.
We'll go right to the hotel, drop off our bags, make our way to Petco.
How far away from the, did you check how far away the hotel is from
Petco?
I think
it's like a 12-minute walk or like a two-minute Uber. So it's
perfect.
It's fine. It's perfect.
It's going to be awkward when the TSA guy has to check your bag. You got all those sex toys in there.
Yeah, it's going to be wild.
I'm going to show up on the radar thing or whatever.
I better
the
be careful.
Machine.
I better wrap everything extra tight.
Yeah. Make sure the lube's in no more than a 2-ounce container.
I will do that.
You can buy baby oil there. You don't have to bring your baby oil.
Cake's Diddy over here. I'm just going to buy gallons of baby oil as soon as I land.
I think they asked James after the game. I guess, I don't know if it was Colco doing the interview, but he said, can you imagine what that 5.5-hour flight would have been like from D.C. to L.A. After 12 straight losses?
It would have been rough.
Yeah.
Now they can actually just relax a little bit. The pressure's off.
Pressure's off.
At least for a day or two.
All right. They got no one expects them to beat the Dodgers.
No.
So, it's house money there.
Yeah.
Everyone expected them to win the Colorado Rockies series. Yeah. And certainly not get swept. And they didn't get swept. But now they go out to L.A. and play one of the best teams in the game. Otani's going to pitch Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But all the pressure's off, so I'm sure the flight was much nicer yesterday.
Coming up on a Junks Friday show, we got Kevin McCarthy joining us at the end of the show. It's coming up at 9:45. He'll tell you what to look for in the box office or streaming this weekend. When we come back, we'll get into the Junks sports page, talk about the Pacers forcing Game 7 in the NBA Finals, and more. We'll do that now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Coming up at 6:45, we'll tell you about a former Washington running back and surefire Hall of Famer who got into a scrap over the last couple days while playing poker. So stay tuned for that if you haven't seen that. It's coming up at 6:45. We'll get into that story.
I was expecting you to jump in there and break him up, maybe.
Yeah, right.
I'm so sure I would do that.
You would. You would.
Are you kidding?
That
you know what that's for? That's for either the card room or casino security. That's not for me to jump into.
I mean, I know
what
I'm talking about
people.
Now, but they look like to be a security guy, but they didn't care too much about him.
Yeah.
Where exactly was it?
That happened in
Houston, I think.
Houston.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll get into that at 6:45. But right now, we'll get into the Junks sports page and tell you everything that happened in the world of sports over the last 2 days or so since we were off yesterday.
Yeah, it was kind of weird having a Thursday off.
So it was weird, but I did enjoy it.
Oh, hell
I'll
yeah.
Say that.
I slept in till 8:15 yesterday.
You know what? I trumped you. I think I slept in the latest I've slept in years.
Yeah.
Slept until 9 o'clock.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Uninterrupted, or you just stayed in bed?
I think it was uninterrupted.
Wow.
What's woke that up feel at 9. Like? Felt amazing. Felt fantastic.
I think I woke up 20 times last night. I'm just struggling
went
again to, today.
Woke up at 9,
yeah,
went down and
sleep
made some
well
breakfast.
Last night.
It was great.
I can tell Eric's off. I didn't know if you had trouble sleeping.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. The energy
what's going
level,
on?
The energy level is a little low.
I don't know.
You know what? Getting older.
No, I think there's
trouble.
Something going on. I don't know what it is. I'm waking up a lot.
Trouble sleeping, yeah.
You got a lot on your mind?
I mean, nothing serious, but yeah. I don't know.
I do. I got stuff on my mind. I don't sleep well either.
Yeah.
My body woke up at 1:30, and I really didn't get back to sleep last night.
I mean, I woke up at 11:30, 11:45, 12:15, 1, 1:30,
that's
2,
a lot of waking 2:30, up.
2:30, 2:45, 3:15, 3:45, yeah. 4:15.
Maybe, should you go to a doctor, maybe?
Maybe, I don't know.
Probably should.
Probably, I don't really like going to doctors all the time.
You didn't take the melatonin last night.
No, I don't think the melatonin does anything for me.
No, maybe, I mean, in all seriousness, you might need, like, medication.
Yeah, might need that Ambien.
I don't know.
Were you sleeping better when you were on the melatonin?
Not really.
You weren't waking up as much, were you?
I don't know what's going on.
Is it an issue falling asleep, or is it an issue
falling asleep or and then staying asleep?
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole thing. I'm sleep. My largest chunk will be like 2 hours. If I get 2 hours, it's a pretty good chunk. I wake up for, I don't know.
Is Dina noticing, like, you're?
Of course.
Are you moving around a lot in the bed? And
of course. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. I mean, she's had to leave a couple times. She's like, you're a nightmare.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's just take it.
Well, let me ask you this. When you have a day off, like yesterday, do you
stay in bed later. But I mean,
do you end up sleeping early morning? So like 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Are you asleep the entire time?
No.
You're still waking up.
But I stay in bed.
Yeah.
Stay in bed, so I still get more hours. And so like yesterday, I had a good day. Worked out. Did a whole bunch of stuff. Was, you know.
Are you napping a lot of days?
Not really. I mean, I fall asleep maybe for 5 minutes at a time. But no, I'm not like napping. I know what you're thinking about. Like, oh, your nap, it's ruining your sleep. Not really. I mean, I'm not napping. I might sit on the couch and doze off because I'm exhausted, but that's not really a nap. You know what I mean? Just like a 5 minute doze off.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a disaster. I'm gonna tell you.
I think I have to. If I'm not as serious as him. But whatever doctor he sees, I probably have to see too. Because
get in line.
Because I'm falling asleep hard from, let's just say, 8:30, 9 o'clock to about 1.
I would kill for that.
But then at 1, my body's up, and I just think that's the melatonin. I think once the melatonin wears off, your body just wakes up. But from 1 to 4, when I wake up to come to work, I'm just in and out of sleep, and I'm up every 10 minutes.
No, I went to bed like at 9. I went to bed at the end of the first quarter of the hoop game.
Okay, so that was probably, what, 9 o'clock, 9:15?
Yeah, and I don't think I fell asleep. Like, I was sleeping in 10-minute increments.
Yeah.
Till, like, 12.
He's got a lot on his mind, too.
I mean, I don't know.
You do, just with the kids and stuff. Money. Getting older.
A lot of things to think about. Yeah.
Just pondering life.
Occupy your brain space.
I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm concerned. I'm beat. But I'm sorry. I have 5 cups of coffee and Mountain Dew. So if I don't die of lack of sleep, I'll die of a heart attack.
Are you going somewhere this weekend? Are you going home? Are you playing golf today?
I'm home this weekend. In a week, we go to Dallas.
In a week, you go to Dallas.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. No, well,
I'm good.
Hopefully you can sleep all right this weekend. I'll tell you who was napping last night, the Thunder. They napped for 4 quarters.
Nice one. Nice transition.
Especially in the second
quarter. I thought the Pacers blew it the way they closed out the first quarter, because they were up like 8 or 10 for most of it. And then I think they cut it to 3 by the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, they blew it.
When I was watching, I saw Wiggins hit a couple threes to kind of keep it close. But
he's turned into a very good pro. Like, for a guy that there wasn't much hype on coming out of Maryland, and I think he was like 50th or 55th pick. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly. I know he was a late second round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's already gotten one decent deal out of the Thunder.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to have a dozen to 15 year long NBA career. So
I mean, he averaged 12 this year.
I mean, he's a good NBA player.
I don't know what he's making, but he's probably making a good salary.
I'll tell you what he's making, because I love getting in people's pockets. It's not bad.
So
he's earning more.
But anyway, the second quarter was the blowout quarter, because the Pacers outscored them. Was it 36-17?
That's what I see.
Yeah. Third quarter wasn't much better for the Thunder. The Thunder just called it a dud. It was a dud night for them, certainly offensively. I mean, 91 points in an NBA game is a joke.
Aaron Wiggins signed a 5-year, $45 million deal with the Thunder.
Yeah, make it almost $10 million a year.
24 and 25.
It's crazy.
So great for him.
The Thunder were 8 for 30 from threes. They turned the ball over 21 times.
Yeah, that's a killer. The Pacers only turned it over 10 times.
Pacers turned it over 10 times, and they hit 15 threes. So they took 42. So there were 72 threes taken last night.
Mm.
72. And just 23 made, but 15 of those were from the Pacers. So that they win game 6, and now this is exactly what the NBA wants. Right? They won a game 7 on a weekend, and that's what you're going to get on Sunday night.
Game 7 back in Oklahoma City?
Yeah. I mean, is there any chance the Pacers go to OKC and win game 7 on the road?
I think there's a chance, but I think it's like 30%.
Yeah, it's a very small chance. So, but anyway, the NBA gets game 7. OKC on Sunday night at 8 o'clock. All right, we opened up the show talking about the Nats. They snapped a 11-game losing streak. you know, it was just one of those games where you're saying, well, you just need to score some runs. And they had opportunities, but it was 2-2, and then you go in extra innings. They don't score one in the bottom of the 10th. After the Rockies didn't score in the top of the 10th, I said, all right, this is good. All right. Runner on first, Rosario is up. Runner on third, Rosario's up, ground it out to second, two outs, next guy up, can't remember who it was, maybe it was Young, ends the inning. I said, all right, game over. Rocky scored in the 11th to make it 3-2. My DirecTV went out. I said, game's over, big fat loser.
The bet's over.
My parlay's done. But then James Wood hit this.
Down to their final out. Adams leads off third. 1-0 pitch to Wood. Swinging a high fly ball, center field, deep. Back goes Hilliard to the warning track, at the wall. It's gone! James Wood does it! The long nightmare is over! Nets win it 4-3. He puts it on the batter's eye hill with a soaring, towering home run to straightaway center field.
I know I've heaped a lot of praise on Joby and the locker for calling Caps games, and we're lucky to have them. Mm-hmm. We're also lucky to have Jags and Charlie Slows calling Nats games here on 106.7 The Fan. Those guys are awesome at what they do.
Yeah, I agree.
They make it exciting to listen to baseball, even though the team's on an 11-game death spiral somehow.
And they were that close to being on a 12-game death spiral, heading out to play the Dodgers.
Hey, Valdez, do you want to let the listeners know about your theory about the Nats that you shared with me pre-show today? I think you should share it.
So, like, front office-wise?
No, no. I was thinking a lot about the Nats and about our show, and we basically dedicated two whole shows to the losing streak.
Right.
Took a lot of calls from upset and angry fans. And I started feeling sad, I guess, for the Nats and the organization.
Yeah.
Because I feel like... Like, obviously, the losing streak sucks, and we would have talked about it and would have gotten attention. But I think that they fell victim to the news cycle, where there was really nothing going on. Mm-hmm. They had the spotlight. The guns were trained on them. It became a big, huge story because there was really nothing else going on.
I mean, you don't think it was worthy of
I'm not saying it was going to get a pass, but I'm just saying with nothing else going on. Like if Terry signed an extension or Josh Harris said they're going to ban tailgating at the new stadium.
Right.
I feel like it would have been swept under the rug
a little
more. Or
even the timing of it was different. Like if this happened when the Commanders were like starting training camp.
Yeah.
Then I mean, it would have gotten some run, but not the run it got.
It was a perfect storm of timing.
Yeah.
And the opponent sucking.
Yeah.
Like it was a tidal wave of all that.
I mean, if this happened in late August when the Commanders are playing preseason games, you're right. I mean, we're not doing 2 hours on it.
Like the win streak, I felt it was important and just as newsworthy that the Nats had when they're basically 500. And that kind of just barely got mentioned. I felt a little sorry for the organization. That's all.
Well, they flew out to LA last night or yesterday after the game, and it was a much nicer flight. 5.5 hours, so 12 straight losses. And that 5.5 hours would have felt like 15 hours.
Are they still on track for a Gore Kershaw matchup? I had heard somebody mention
Kershaw's
that.
Kershaw's pitching tonight.
Oh, he's pitching tonight.
Or he's scheduled to pitch tonight, is what I heard.
Because about 4 or 5 days ago, somebody said it might line up to be Kershaw-Gore. I guess not.
I think it would have been good to have Gore-Otani.
Uh-huh.
But
Otani's only pitching a couple innings, though, right?
No, Gore is pitching tonight.
It is Gore-Kershaw.
Okay.
Yeah, Gore's pitching tonight.
Good.
His turn in the rotation. And
you get the Nats at a tasty plus 155 if you want to bet on them. Tonight.
And the Dodgers are coming off a loss, which was a heated loss to the Padres. The Dodgers and Padres hate each other. They literally do. They hate each other. Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager, he hates Mike Shildt, the Padres manager. They almost got into a rumble last night. The Dodgers have hit Fernando Tatis 7 times.
That seems like a lot.
In the last couple years.
Yeah.
He's been hit 7 times by Dodgers pitchers. Mm-hmm. The other 28 teams have hit him 4 times total.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers hate him. Ohtani got hit last night. Tatis got hit last night. It was almost a rumble, and benches cleared, dugouts cleared, bullpens cleared. I think there was a couple of ejections, but they just hate each other. They don't like. They throw
They're
at each other all the time.
Of each other.
No, they throw. They hit each other all the time. It's nuts. So anyway, so that's the Nats opponent this weekend, the Dodgers. Gore Kershaw tonight. Hey, the Ravens got better, man. I was going to text you.
It's a good signing.
I was going to text you after I just kind of spaced it after.
College teammates getting back together in Lamar and Jair Alexander.
And Jair, who was released by the Packers. Mm-hmm. Now, he's been banged up. You know, when he's healthy, yeah.
He's
really good.
He's been unavailable a lot over the last couple seasons.
Yeah. But he signs is it a 1-year deal for $4 million? Is that what I saw?
1 year, $6
million. $6
million. Probably a lot of incentives tied into, I would guess.
If he stays healthy, man, he just makes your secondary better. So yep. Talk to me about the secondary now.
Well, they lost Brandon Stevens to free agency, and Marcus Williams isn't there. Adarius Washington got hurt. He was the safety that replaced Williams that played well at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. But they'll start Nate Wiggins, who had a great rookie season.
He was the rookie from last year.
Marlon Humphrey.
Mm-hmm.
They drafted Starks out of Georgia. Kyle Hamilton still in the secondary. Now Jair's there, mm-hmm. and they also signed a cornerback from, I think it was on Houston and Cincinnati, Awuzie.
Yeah, Chijobe Awuzie.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they have one of the best secondaries
100%
in the NFL.
Probably
I feel
pretty
like
pretty formidable.
They do, man.
There's some names.
If Starks is what everyone says he is, like I don't put too much stock into rookies, but if he's as good as everyone says he is, it's going to be one of the best secondaries.
I mean, Wiggins, Hamilton, Alexander, Starks, and Humphrey. I mean, if that's like your starting secondary, that's they're going to be good.
Humphrey plays mostly the nickel now.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's not going to be on the outside.
That's fine. He'll still pick off some balls. Man, that's really good. That's a great signing for them. And $6 million. That's
yeah.
a steal.
Paltry. It's nothing.
Didn't he not sign with the Packers because the Packers didn't want to pay him? Like, how would the Packers not pay $6 million?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there in Green Bay. And they just cut him.
I think he was... I think it was for a long-term deal. Balked at it and said, we're not going to give you that.
You're never healthy.
So he's in a 1-year prove-it deal. And look, if he plays well for the Ravens, he's probably going to command a much larger deal going forward.
I did hear when it happened on Friday, I did hear Grant just fawning all over the signing,
mm-hmm.
and comparing it to the Lattimore thing. He's saying he thinks Lattimore overall is a better player, but for the price and not giving up a draft pick.
Yeah.
For someone who is similar,
mm-hmm.
comparable,
mm-hmm.
silly move.
Hey, you know, am I crazy? But this is the first time I've done it where I've looked at the Ravens' schedule. It looks like a pretty tough schedule. Like the opening,
their opening 5 games or 6 games is very tough.
Pretty tough. Like I'm not saying that you won't do well with it, but like Buffalo, Cleveland, Detroit. I mean, maybe not Cleveland, but Buffalo, Detroit, Kansas City. You know, maybe a revitalized Houston, the Rams. The Bears.
Houston won the division.
Thinking, you know, I guess I'm just going with the C.J. Stroud idea that he wasn't as good last year. But, yeah, it's
a
crazy.
A team that'll give them a run for their money as far as toughest opening schedule, the Giants, I think, have the toughest schedule in the league for 2025.
Oh,
their
really?
First six, they open here. They're at the Cowboys the following week. Then they host the Chiefs and host the Chargers back-to-back weeks. They can breathe a little bit with a road trip to the Saints, who should be bad. And then they play the Eagles in week 6. Mm-hmm. At home.
1-5.
I mean, that is a brutal opening slate for the Giants.
Yeah.
I like you guys to still find a way to win like 12, 13 games. But it's going to, you know, they're going to be impressive wins. It's going to be a good, it's a tough schedule.
Well, they go out and get Jair Alexander to face some of those tough quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to be really good. All right. Last but not least, this came in Wednesday. But the Lakers, the Buss family, sold the Lakers to Mark Walter, who was a minority owner. Mm-hmm. I think he owned about 25% of the team before. Now
he owns the Dodgers, correct? He's a
I think so.
Like
I think
majority
one
owner of the Dodgers.
One of the owners is Dodgers. Yeah, he's got stupid money. He, I don't know what TWG Global is, but
now I'm going to have to look it up.
He's so rich, and they sold to him for $10 billion, $4 billion more than the Commanders went for.
$10 billion, and I think they still have the Buss family still has 15%.
They still have 15.
And I guess Jeannie Buss is still going to be in charge for the indefinite future.
Yep.
I'd be so excited to look at my bank account.
Oh my God. Yeah, by the way, TWG Global is a unique holding company strategically investing in and operating businesses across investment management, securities, AI and technology. I mean, it's a bunch of just corporate jargon gobbledygook.
Yeah.
But apparently it's very lucrative.
Yeah, he's just filthy, filthy, filthy rich.
Yes.
And now he's going to be the majority owner of the Lakers. $10 billion. Think about that. An NBA team goes for $4 billion more than an NFL team.
I mean, I can't remember how many years ago.
Now it's the Lakers.
They're pretty iconic.
I mean, the Wizards would go for about $200.
Like my,
but the Lakers, $10 billion.
I remember my jaw dropping when Steve Ballmer bought the Clippers for like $2 billion. Right. And that was probably 5 or 6 years ago. I don't know the exact timeline. Maybe more.
Yeah.
But now teams are going for $10 billion.
Yeah.
One of the craziest things I've read is that his firm has $325 billion in assets.
That's a lot. That's a ton. All right, when we come back, we'll tell you about that former Commanders, well, he was a Redskins running back, that got into a scrap during a poker game. He's a Hall of Famer. We'll tell you who it is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Sports Junkies text line is always open and presented by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. So we talked about a Hall of Fame running back. I mean, he's a surefire Hall of Famer, Adrian Peterson. There's a video of him that went viral over the last couple of days that TMZ put out of him getting into a scrap with another player at a card room in Houston over a poker hand.
That's crazy.
Guys, they're just going at it. Somebody was trying to keep the guys separated.
Looked like a security guy of some sort, but they didn't care about him.
So he tried to step in, and blows were exchanged, and Peterson's face was bloodied, but from the report, it wasn't from a punch. It was from him falling into a chair. During the scrap.
I'm not sure Peterson got the best of that guy. That guy was pretty ballsy, and he held his own.
He did.
Pretty well.
Now, some of the quotes come in. Apparently, it happened on May 27th at Joker Stars in Houston.
Right.
That's the name of the card room. Like, there's a bunch of card rooms that have popped up all over Texas. I had never heard of this one before this incident. But some of the quotes from Peterson, quote, "Me and the guy, we're cool," Peterson told the outlet, saying alcohol was involved. "We've known each other. It was literally like a brother situation. We agreed to disagree. We had our words, and we threw blows, and that was it." So it sounds like they kind of patched it up afterwards.
So there's no charges? No.
Police were not involved, according to the report. I don't know how police don't get involved when guys are just swinging on each other in the middle of a poker room over a 2-5 pot. Now, I don't know what the stakes were, but I mean, it's just a crazy scene.
I could see it, especially if they knew each other.
Yeah.
Because I just couldn't, for the life of me, I couldn't figure out. So if you're playing cards in a small, even if it's a small card room anywhere, especially in Texas, and everyone knows that's Adrian Peterson over there. Like, literally everybody in the card room knows that's Adrian Peterson. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the toughest SOBs, toughest running backs maybe in history. No one's going to throw blows with him. The only guy that would be the guy that's known him for 10 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Like they've played a bunch of hands together. They just know each other.
Like, who's going to get a fight with Adrian Peterson?
Yeah.
Like, that's probably the last guy you want to pick a fight with.
I would think. Now, it turns out he ain't a great fighter, but I mean, none of that made sense seeing that as it went down. But it does now that you tell me that they're like boys
and they've probably been in a bunch of different fights over the years.
Well, he's definitely not a good fighter. He got his ass beat by Le'Veon Bell in like a boxing exhibition. Like,
did that happen too?
2022.
I know. He got in trouble for like hitting his kids with a belt.
Yeah, I mean he's
terrible with money.
He's not
the last place he should be with the money problems he's had
is
a poker room.
Yeah, I mean he's the mayor of Felt City, USA. Like he made over $100 million in his NFL career.
Yeah,
and it's all gone up in smoke. Like in 2024, a judge ruled he had to pay off roughly $12.5 million in debt. Like, that just shows you that you've made some pretty horrible financial decisions. If you've grossed $100 million in your career and you're taking out these loans that have crazy, like, interest payments, and he got into a $12.5 million hole.
No, it's sick.
And he's trying to get it back pot by pot at Joker Stars card room in Houston.
No wonder he's jamming every pot.
He needs a few double ups.
He's straddling every hand.
Yeah, he needs all the double ups, triple ups, quadruple ups even.
Yeah. Did he look like, it's going to be sad when he is like 50 pounds overweight because he was such a monster.
I mean, in this video, he looks like he's in pretty good shape.
He does.
Yeah. And by the way, he's 40 for everybody out there. Adrian Peterson is now 40 years old.
Yeah, time is
flying.
Welcome
to being old, everybody.
Yeah. I feel like I'm 100. You know, that's a pretty amazing. So yesterday, before the hoop game, I was trying to figure out what to watch. A storm had come through. I was just sitting around. I go on Netflix, and again, you know, Valdez and I talk about it all the time. Not that many choices there that I'm that interested in, but I do love music docs.
Mm-hmm.
So Cakes, you might appreciate this. Valdez certainly will. I guess there's a new Led Zeppelin doc. And I don't have a big file on Led Zeppelin, right?
Yeah, my wife watched it. Here's all the file you need.
They're silly. They're amazing.
Well,
one of the most influential rock bands of all time.
It's a 2.5 hour long doc, but I'm fine because I like music docs. I bailed after an hour. It was so boring.
Oh, really?
I don't think it was that well done. Mm-hmm. It was way too much about the beginning of them, like when they were the Yardbirds or whatever. Kind of the formation of the band, and just a bunch of old songs that did not resonate with me at all. Did not know them.
You weren't bobbing your head?
I wanted to. I was like, oh, this would be great. I love music docs. I've rarely seen a music doc that I don't really enjoy.
Maybe there's some infighting that we didn't know about in the band.
Dude, there usually is. It was the I lasted for 1 hour, 59 minutes. Terrible. Wasn't there infighting?
Didn't Robert Plant leave the band?
I didn't get to that part. I didn't even get to the part where John Bonham died.
I like Led Zeppelin. I like a lot of their tunes. I don't know much about like the dynamics of the band.
I
haven't done a deep dive on Led Zeppelin and Robert Plant and Jimmy Page and how I don't know that much about them individually and how they like worked with each other. But I know that this is silly. I know Ramble On is bazilly. Hey, and they have about 100 great songs.
You know who just discovered Led Zeppelin?
Mike Marr.
Really? You just discovered him?
So I've known like maybe like one or two of his bigger songs.
Yeah.
But I just discovered the other day Immigrant Song.
Okay.
And I sent Valdez a text. I was like, man, this needs to be on the playlist when we're out playing
golf.
And you
said his song. It's a band. It's not him.
No, he thinks Led is the person. Yeah,
right. You see, I mean, he comes off like that.
Robert Plant's the lead singer and like the front man of the band.
He's probably one of the greatest voices in the history 100%. Of rock and roll.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, he's on the Mount Rushmore.
Just imagine this walking onto the tee box.
Which one is this one?
Immigrant. What? This is Immigrant Song? Immigrant. Okay.
I'm telling you, I didn't get to any of the ones that I particularly knew. I just like, play Stairway to Heaven. Play something that I know.
Play the hits.
I didn't know them. Bailed after 1 hour.
This just makes me want to like drive fast.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It just like gives you crazy energy.
Mm-hmm. You don't play Over the Hills and Far Away. They just have so many good tunes. So many. But apparently it didn't catch any interest.
I mean, I gave it an hour.
Hey, here's what you should do. Thank you, Julianne Hough. Because you're having trouble sleeping, the doc apparently was putting you to sleep. You should play the doc right next to your bed every night.
It didn't put me to sleep. It just was boring.
You were just bored.
Mm. It was just bored. I play some songs I've freaking heard of.
Play rock and roll, so much of the early years.
Yeah, well, those were popular songs in the early years.
Did you ever see
the video on YouTube of Heart doing the cover of Stairway to Heaven at the Kennedy Center?
No.
When Robert Plant and John Bonham and Jimmy Page are all sitting up in the rafters.
Okay.
I believe it was when Obama was in office.
Well, Bonham had died. He died in 1980. So it was everybody else.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bonham's son was playing drums.
Yeah. Jason Bonham, yeah.
With Heart. Ann Wilson and Nancy Wilson were playing, and then Bonham's son was playing drums.
Yeah.
And all those guys were up in the rafters watching it.
Right.
And they just kept showing the reactions. It's riveting.
I'll have to go check it out.
It's riveting.
Mike Marr loves Whole Lot of Love.
All right, this song bangs. I mean, you only get 52 Fridays every year, and this makes me want to cash in on the Friday tonight.
What do you mean, cash in on Friday?
Like, I mean, you got to take advantage when it's Friday.
Just go hard on Friday.
Yeah, you only get 52 of them. Got to make them count.
Are you going to go home and open all the windows and just blast Led Zeppelin all weekend?
Well, I think I will be boots on the ground at Reston Town Center tonight, so that should be a show in itself.
I feel like I'm in my car with my dad right now.
It's fantastic.
Is this what your dad loved?
I mean, he always put on the oldie station, classic rock, riding around.
Jason told a story about how his daughter was out in Colorado and then she was going to see, she was at Red Rocks and he was like, who are you going to see? And she goes like, some band, Bare Naked Ladies. Like she didn't really know who it was.
Yeah.
So I made a point of playing some Bare Naked Ladies for my daughter, Meg, who was in town for a couple days. She didn't know any of the songs. Mm-mm. She wasn't feeling them. I was like, how can you not? They're just like fun songs. How can you not feel them?
Well, my daughter's the same. My daughter's close in age to your daughter. She's 23.
She does not
feel the BNLs.
She did not.
She actually hates them. She has like disdain for them.
She did not. She just couldn't embrace them.
Yeah. Maybe it's just weird.
Is it a guy thing?
It's a generational thing.
I don't know.
Not sure.
That's funny.
Weird. I played them just because of you. You had the Bare Naked Ladies in my brain, and I was starting to add them to my Spotify.
Yeah.
She was not having it.
I like them.
Having none of it.
I like
them. My daughter liked them, too. She's never heard of them.
She had a good time?
She liked them, yeah. She said it was cold, though. It was 45 degrees at Red Rock.
Oh, my God.
Hope she had a silly North Face jacket.
She didn't. She was wearing a dress, she said. She had to go buy a couple T-shirts just to wrap them around her legs.
Oh, those only cost $100.
I said, coming out of your savings,
50
girl.
$50 a pop.
Mm-hmm. I'm not paying for those.
You know what's not cheap?
I said, look
concert
at the forecast.
T-shirts.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I know. Trust me. I'm wearing one right now. All right. Don't forget, later in the show, coming up at 9:45, we'll be joined by Kevin McCarthy to tell you what to see at the movies this weekend.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.